Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Victimi Paschale laudes, immolens Christiani, agnus eremit offes, Christus innocens patri, reconciliavit peccatores. These words are so important. They will ring out at every single Mass all over the world for 8 days. They have been doing so for centuries, and now they are going to ring out forever. Victime Paschali Laudes, Christians to the Paschal Victim. Immolent Christiani, offer sacrifice and praise. For this is the main thing, the Paschal Victim, the Passover Lamb. The man who was killed and sealed in the tomb 3 days ago is not dead, and he's not there. As the witnesses tell us in today's Gospel, the tomb has been burst open. The cloths which had wrapped his dead body are now lying empty where they were left. And as Peter reports breathlessly to us in the first reading, this all-powerful conqueror, even of death, has eaten and drank with the apostles. We have eaten and drunk with him after his resurrection from the dead. And he has ordered us to proclaim this to his people and to tell them that God has appointed him to judge everyone, alive or dead. It is to him that all the prophets bear this witness, that all who believe in Jesus will have their sins forgiven through his name. This is unbelievably good news. Firstly, because death is no longer anything to fear. Even though he was killed, Jesus has sprung back, now unkillable forever. Demonstrated and public master of words and creation during his work, death too is shown to be part of what he can do whatever he wants with. This means that anyone who belongs to him, anyone who is a Christian, need never fear anything ever again. Rest in me and be not afraid. Christ tells us today, and tomorrow, and every other day of our life. Second, because our sins are forgiven. Jesus' resurrection tells us that God the Father has accepted what Jesus did to make up and undo the damage of our sins that we can never make up for. So never again do we have to wander around like sin-laden and shackled ghosts of Jacob Marley. Ever. Our experience of life on earth has changed. For those who welcome it, we walk around in mercy, knowing we are forgiven, our soul united for eternity with God who loves us. And third, as the apostles and all the Christians and saints of the first centuries tell us, the risen Son of God spoke and ate with Peter and the apostles and commissioned them to teach, sanctify, and govern the church, as foundations of the church he was opening to all to share in the fruits of his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, the church Jesus still leads, strengthens, and loves. Do you believe this? Do you want to be part of this? If yes, and you are not Christian or Catholic, contact your local Catholic church. We're there to help you do that. And if you're Catholic, embrace anew our daily silent time with the risen Jesus, his absolution of our sins in confession, and his presence at Sunday Mass. Jesus suffered, died, and rose so we could share in his life through these things. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity. Grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.